It was years of work for Dr. Jana Reese to distill the Bible into 140-character-long tweets. Along the way, she discovered deep meanings that spiritual language may have hidden for some. She also found plenty of humor. The project has been published now. It's in book form. And a couple of years back, Jana was with us for the holidays with the 12 Tweets of Christmas. Here's part of that conversation. Since we're well into the Christmas season, I was hoping you would share some seasonal scripture in twible form.
All right. Well, so I chose 12 Tweets of Christmas, and these are taking people through the birth of Jesus all the way through the resurrection of Jesus. So as you can imagine, there's a lot that's left out, but I hope this will get the gist of the story and be entertaining too.
Okay.
All right, the 12 Tweets of Christmas. 1. Just when you thought we'd left the Old Testament, here's a string of begats to put you at ease. Ancestry.com says JC's descended from David. Woot! 2. Astrologers are sent on a field trip to find a Messiah child somewhere out west. Quote, a star. Could you be more specific? Unquote. 3. Teen girl Mary, chosen by G, to bear the Savior. Okay, the pregnancy raises some eyebrows, but a double thumbs up to Joseph for loyalty. 4. Quote, ma'am, the rooms are full at Bethlehem Inn, but there's a rustic barn out back that is quite charming, and the hay is complimentary. Unquote. 5. Taste of Galilee is a hit when J.C. feeds 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Can he also multiply chocolate cake for dessert? 6. J.C. uses his own saliva to heal a man born blind. So the first thing the guy sees is a stranger spitting on him. Hello, cruel world. 7. J.C., quote, love one another as I have loved you, unquote. It's really not much to ask, you know, just be willing to die for others. Oh, there's that. 8. J.C. raises a girl from the dead. Good thing she was only 12. If she'd been a teen, she would have slept all day until she wanted to get up. 9. The 12 freak out when J.C. wants to wash their feet, but at least he doesn't use his own spit this time. That's progress. 10. There's nothing funny about Jesus dying on a cross. Sorry. Catch up with me in the next chapter.
Oh.
11. Doubting Tom mauls JC's wounds to make sure his resurrection's the real deal. JC, quote, ouch, couldn't you just take my word for it? Unquote. And 12. JC to Pete, quote, do you love me with agape love? Unquote. Pete, quote, sure, I friended you 3 times on Facebook. Unquote. JC, quote, fair enough, feed my lambs. Unquote.
You know, that's kind of an annotated twible. you've got scripture and you've got Jana's commentary, and you did really well. And I know that there's more than one congregation in this country that would welcome an abbreviated version of the Christmas story and all the rest. So, Jana, talk briefly about the process of curating the multi-year Bible tweeting project into book form.
I like the word curating. That's a wonderful thing, because I think that is a lot of what's going on here, taking the gist of a story, trying to distill it down to its narrative, but also trying to make it fresh and entertaining to people in the culture that we live in today. Not always easy. Some of the passages were a little bit hard to relate to modern life, especially Leviticus, for example, or the Book of Numbers. But some of it is just timeless and wonderful.
The hard work of taking something that we all think we know well and then reworking it into a different form can provide truly unique insights. There's an element of a monk painstakingly hand-lettering the Bible in ancient times to your work. What did getting this intimate with the Bible do to you? Did you find something new? Did you feel something different?
I found new things almost every day. You know, there are 1,189 chapters of the Bible, which is a long time of your life if you're tweeting it out one chapter a day. And so that pace required me to spend a lot of time with the text and also with commentaries so I could see what other people were saying about it. And so, yes, I learned a ton. For example, I learned something that I never knew about the first temple in Jerusalem, which was that it was probably only about 2,700 square feet. We think of this temple, you know, Solomon's temple, as being a huge, grand, amazing wonder of the ancient world. But in fact, it was not that large. You know, you could fit about 100 of them in a Walmart supercenter today. So thinking about that in scale was really interesting to me. I learned a ton.
What do you, when you think about a reader going through your book, talking about the Twible, what do you hope readers get out of that? What do you want them to feel or think when they put it down?
Well, that's a great question. A couple of things. The first is, I want them to laugh. I want them to have a wonderful time with the Bible. I think people are so many times so intimidated by the Bible and kind of afraid to try it, or they feel that they should know more about it than they do. So the Twible, you know, seeks to entertain. And then the second thing I hope is that they will be educated. You know, they will leave this reading experience not only laughing, but more informed about the Bible and looking at it as an overall story rather than just trying to understand little tiny bits of it, but getting the bird's eye view of the whole Bible. I just had a pastor buy 20 copies of it for his confirmation class, which I thought was wonderful. You know, he thinks that it's a good way for 8th and 9th graders to understand the Bible and to not think of the Bible as something that's boring or something that's for other people, but something that's for them.
Dr. Jenna Reese is a scholar, a writer, an author. Her latest project is, and write this down because you may want to give it to someone as a gift from you. It's a great gift. Her latest project is The Twible, all the chapters of the Bible in 140 characters or less, now with 68% more humor. You may even think it's more than 68%. I've described Jenna's work in the past as irreverent, but always respectful, and that certainly continues to be true. Jenna, it really wouldn't be right for us to do a real long interview with someone as interested as you are in getting it abbreviated. So let me just say Merry Christmas, and thank you for once again being with us on State of Belief Radio.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much, and I wish you the best of Christmases.
Same to you.